has the gifts?
We all
who has the gifts?
We all
God is good.
All
and all the time.
And
that is his nature. Wow. Can I hear that? And that is his nature. God is good. God is good. And all the time. And that is his nature. This is a beautiful reading for us today from Luke chapter 12, verse 39 to 49. A very beautiful reading for all of us. We have four categories or four types of servants. And I will say we have four types of students. So in the gospel, we have four types of servants. And then at St. Francis, we have four types of students. The first type of servants in our gospel reading is the servant who is wise and faithful. The servant is what? Wise and the servant is? The servant is? So there are students here who are wise and faithful. I want to believe at St. Francis, all of us are wise and faithful. Am I correct? Am I correct?
Yes.
Who has the gifts?
We
all do. Anybody who has the gifts is wise and faithful. And so at St. Francis, we all have the gifts, and so we are all wise and faithful. The second type of servants in our gospel reading is the servant who is unfaithful and unreliable. Is there anybody here who is unfaithful and unreliable? How many of us did our chores last night? Can I see you? How many of us made our bed this morning? God is good. God is good. Who has the gifts? So the second type of servants in our gospel reading is the servant who is unfaithful and unreliable. Mommy cannot trust you. Daddy cannot put you in charge of anything. When they tell you to do something, they go out and come back and they are not done. And so that servant is the one who is unfaithful and unreliable. Then we have the third type of servants in this gospel reading. They are the disobedient servants. They are disobedient. And then the last one is the ignorant servant. That servant is ignorant. So there are four types. Is there anybody here who is ignorant? St. Francis, we cannot have an ignorant student here. Because you are all smart kids. And if you are a smart kid, one thing that stands out about you is that you are obedient. Is that you are faithful. Is that you are respectful. And that you are serious. And it is the reason the first servant is that servant we need at St. Francis. We need all our students to be wise and faithful. And once you are wise and faithful, you become obedient. you become respectful, and you become a serious student. And it is in these three attitudes that will put you on top of everything that you do. At the end of the gospel, we heard it. To whom much has been given, much is expected. There are some people like you who don't have what you have. You have good teachers, you have good parents, you have good families, you have a very good environment, and then you also have God. You have God with you. And if God is with you, whatever you do will prosper, will be well with you. Who has the gifts? Who has the gifts? God is good. And all the time, and that is his nature. So we want to groom the first kind of servants that Jesus is talking about. Servants, students, people who are wise and who are faithful. And when you are wise and faithful, you have a very bright future ahead of you. The reason we have to pay attention. Pay attention when your parents are talking. It makes you wise. Pay attention when your teachers are talking. It makes you wise. Pay attention when your priest is talking. It makes you wise. Pay attention when you are in church. It makes you wise. We become wise when we listen. When we listen to our parents. We become wise when we listen to our teachers. We become wise when we listen to our priest in church. What your mom, what your dad, what your teacher can see when they are sitting on the floor, you will not see when you are standing on top of St. Francis Church. God is good. God is good. God is good. Remember this. Don't forget. What your parents, your teachers, can see when they are sitting on the floor, you cannot see when you are standing on top of St. Francis Church. And so listen to them and be wise. Listen to your teachers and be wise. Listen to your parents and be wise. Listen and pay attention in church and be wise. Who has the gifts?